present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games. At the piano is Colin Sell, and your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the panel game where the teams come in like a lion and go out like a light. You find us once again in Windsor, the town which gave its name to a type of chair, a knot, and most famously, a soup. Although this was before the Royal Barrow changed its name from Campbell's Cream of Mushroom on Thames. But a stone's throw across the river is Eton with its world-renowned school. According to my guide notes, Eton's most famous former pupils include the Duke of Wellington, William Gladstone, George Orwell, and Humphrey Littleton, the jazz musician and panel game host. They don't say what those other three are famous for. Let's meet the teams. The same four comedians were here at the Theatre Royal last week when they produced a performance that's impossible to forget. I've been to hypnosis, but it didn't work. They are on my left, Barry Cryer and Graham Garden. And facing them on my right, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke-Taylor. And also joining us once again is our delightful scorer, Samantha. Now, as we all know, Britain and Europe are moving inexorably closer together. But we couldn't think of a game based on plate tectonics. So instead, teams, we'll play a round called Euro TV and Radio Guide, in which I'd like you please to suggest continental versions of some of our own TV and radio programmes. Barry, will you start, please?
The Cologne Ranger. And his horse vessel.
Jeremy.
The Big Bratwurst.
Graham.
Yes, in France, they've got a game show where teams identify pieces of meat. It's called Call My Boeuf.
Israel, they think it's Passover.
Another one from France, they've decided to combine World Cup special and casualty.
And Switzerland has combined World at War with the money programme.
In Ireland, the Archers is now on 8 nights a week.
A popular Italian sitcom called Men Behaving Normally.
In France, they have one man and his frog.
Germany, V asked a question's time.
Are you being served?
France, they have can cook, will cook.
Spain has the world at Juan.
And Russia has shooting tsars.
Super Maastricht sweep. ERM.
We have an amusing round now. Called Pickup Song, featuring a selection of fine old recordings drawn from the archive. Hip-hop, jive-talking, disco bunny DJ Samantha rolled her sleeves up and had a good rummage downstairs for the teams this afternoon. She's pulled out some dusty old 7 inches.
Blimey.
That could all be made big again, given sympathetic handling. She's poised over the turntable now, ready to spin some discs as each singer in turn joins in. At my signal, Samantha will turn the volume down to nothing. If when the music returns, teams, you're within a goblin's mouth organ of the original. I'll be awarding points, and points mean prizes. What do prizes mean?
Prize!
Never works that, does it? This week's prize will give instant peace of mind to any lover of unusual animals who's worried that their pet might go astray. It's this self-addressed antelope. Okay, we've tried two duets this week. The first one's for you, Tim and Jeremy. Would you please accompany the band Aqua with their smash hit song Barbie Girl?
Hiya, Barbie.
Hi, Ken.
You want to go for a ride?
Sure, Ken.
Jump in.
I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Like in plastic, it's fantastic. You can press my hand. Dress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation.
Come on, Barbie, let's go, Barbie.
Barbie girl, in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic. You can press my hand, undress me everywhere. Imagination, life is your creation. I'm a blonde single girl in a fantasy world. Dress me up, make it right, I'm your dolly.
You're my doll, rock and roll. Feel the drama, kiss me here, touch me there, hanky panky.
You can touch, you can play, if you say is yours. I'm a Barbie girl in a Barbie world. Life in plastic, it's fantastic.
Your turn now, Barry and Graham, and your song is the delightful Summer Nights from Greece. Graham, I'd be pleased if you would essay the role of John Travolta and stretching imagination to breaking point. Barry, would you take the part of Olivia Newton-John?
Summer loving had me a blast.
Summer loving
happened so fast.
Uncanny.
Met a girl crazy for me.
Met a boy cute as can be.
Summer days drifting away, but oh, those summer nights. Wella, wella, wella. tell me more, did you get very far?
Tell me more, like does he have a car?
Uh-huh, 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 uh-huh. She swam by me. She got a cramp.
Uh-huh. He ran by me, got my suit damp.
Uh-huh. Saved her life, she nearly drowned.
He showed off, splashing around.
Summer sun, something's begun. But oh, oh, the summer nights.
And for a derisory fee, I have to sit in the middle listening to that. Okay, our next game takes as its subject the nursery rhyme, a children's entertainment that sadly fell from popularity with the advent of the mechanical toy. A prime example was Lego, which became so successful that it is now here in Windsor in entire Lego land. For a small fee, parents can bring their children to enjoy a large area of toy buildings constructed out of plastic bricks. Alternatively, they can save their money and take the kids to Milton Keynes for the day. In an attempt to revive the nursery rhyme teams, I'd like you please to update some traditional verses to give them contemporary relevance. Start off, Barry, please.
This little piggy went to market. This little piggy stayed at home. This little piggy had roast beef. And now he thinks he's a duck.
Okay, Jeremy?
Hush-a-bye, baby, on the treetop. When the wind blows, the cradle will rock. When the bough breaks, the cradle will fall. This is a new birthing technique from France.
Graham.
One, two, buckle my shoe. 3, 4, knock at the door. 5, 6, pick up sticks. 7, 8, lay them straight. 9, 10, bingo!
Mary had a little lamb. Its fleece was white as snow. A Frenchman put a match to it, and now it's all aglow.
Ride a cock horse to Banbury Cross to see a fine lady on a white horse. With rings on her navel and studs on her lip. Who'd have thought nipple rings would ever be hip?
Pussycat, pussycat, where have you been? I've been up to London to visit the Queen. Pussycat, pussycat, what did you there? I told her Geoffrey Archer must never be mayor.
Georgie Porgy pudding and pie went into the gents, now we all know why.
Little Miss Muffet sat on a tuffet, eating her curds and whey. There came a big spider and sat down beside her. At least he said he was a spider.
Educationally challenged Simon met a pie person. Going to the fair, said educationally challenged Simon to the pie person, BSE, beware.
Graham?
Old King Cole was a merry old soul, and a merry old soul was he. He called for his pipe and he called for his bowl and had a colonic irrigation.
Old Mother Hubbard went to the cupboard to get her poor dog a bone, but when she got there, the cupboard was bare because she'd bought too many lottery tickets.
There was an old woman who lived in a shoe. She had so many children, she didn't know what to do. Obviously.
Little boy blue, come blow your horn. You must be very supple.
One more, Barry.
Hey, diddle diddle, the cat and the fiddle. The cow jumped over the moon. Little dog laughed to see such sport and scored some more stuff on a spoon.
Right. It's time now to play the game called Mornington Crescent. But first of all, I noticed from the pile in our listener reaction in tray, we've received almost two letters this week, including this. Including this one from a Mrs. Trellis of North Wales. Mrs. Trellis admits to becoming a little confused by the recent Radio 4 programme changes. Dear Schuller, she writes. How awful they should both move the Moral Maze and change its name. You can imagine my horror and dismay when I tuned in specially and found I hadn't missed it yet. Yours faithfully, Mrs. Trellis. OK, on with the game, teams. And since we're close to my alma mater, Eton College, an institution that I was disturbed to read the other day was second only to Formula One for its dependence on fags, this week's contest will be played according to old Etonian rules. So, teams, all suburban routes are out of bounds. And if any two individuals become boxed, it's the senior player who's granted right of way. Also, if a player makes a move that his fellows, or in this case the audience, see fit to applaud, then he's officially in pop and is entitled to wear a silly floral waistcoat and to make his next move out of turn. All very sensible. Tim, will you start, please?
Paddington Green.
King's Road.
Collier's Wood.
Have you done this before?
Once. But I was sick after.
You're botched already.
Right.
thought you'd already got the floral waistcoat.
Graham.
Yeah, right. No, I'm not boxed.
You're not boxed
no,
already?
No, I'm sure I'm not. No, it can't be. Because I've got Fairlight Avenue.
Ah, yeah.
Hatton Cross.
Dodgy. How did you know my pet name? Queensgate.
Walthamstow Central?
Not boxed. No, not boxed. No.
It's Princess Bourbon. Terrace, I can go out of order,
yes,
senior.
You can. Yep.
No, you can't, because it's not boxed.
No, he was, though.
That's he was,
but I think it was. Well,
it's a question of whether it is now.
Well, he's in pop now. Is,
is that, I could go out of order then.
Yeah.
Adjudication, please, Humph.
What does that mean? No, Tim's right. Carry on.
Clapham Common.
Hounslow West.
Wandsworth High Street.
No, wait a minute. No, Hounslow West, surely. That's not.
Is that...
That's boxing.
Is that... That's not...
No, that's something
it.
When people belt the living daylights out of it.
Now, Hounslow East would have been boxing, but West's okay.
Oh, yeah. Right. Playing those rules, are we? Fairlop.
Fairlop.
Oh, not again.
I can only go Tottenham Court Road.
It's not a bad thing to do, actually.
Walk right, or in. Walks right into it.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
be sick
yeah.
again, I think.
Walking right into it. Highgate.
Hounslow East.
Mornington Crescent.
Yes. 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 Yes.
Ah! Riding. Lamb to the slaughter.
Jolly good. Congratulations. It's time to lighten the mood a little. I've recently been informed that much of what passes for popular entertainment these days merely trades on an insatiable interest in disasters heaped upon humanity. Titanic, the Charge of the Light Brigade, the Hindenburg disaster, the Deirdre Barlow trial, the new Radio 4 schedule, have all been foisted upon the public, and it's been suggested that in this climate of unrelenting doom, it might be an idea for the team to tell a few amusing jokes. I shall provide each player with a suitable subject. The first will start, but when I do this, the next should take over, but cleverly twisting the joke to suit his allocated subject, and so on. The winner will be the first to reach his punchline, which will be signalled by unbridled mirth from our theatre audience, or the canned laughter track, whichever comes first. Barry, your subject is anteaters. Graham, burglars. Tim, a meat pie, and Jeremy, Quasimodo. Tim, will you start, please?
Man went into a pub and he went to the barman and he said, "What's that sign?" And there was the sign that said, "A pint, a pie, a friend."
And barman said, "Excuse me, sir, these two anteaters were first, if you wouldn't mind waiting." They ordered 2 pints of lager and 2 packets of pork scratchings, which they took over to a table in the corner where they sat. Trying to ignore a man with a large klaxon horn in the other corner of the pub.
And he said, "That's not a horn, that's my hump." This man was Quasimodo, and he was there with his friends Snow White and Tom Thumb. And Snow White said, "Do you know, I've got a magic mirror in my handbag, and it talks."
"What was that noise?" said Quasimodo. There was a noise in the back room, because unbeknownst to them, 3 burglars who had robbed a bank were making their escape, chased by the police, and they'd broken into the back of this pub. There was an Englishman, an Irishman, and a Scotsman.
And at this moment, the anteater said, "Drinks on me, everyone, including the burglars. I see this sign, a pint of pine..."
And they were drinking their pints of lager, as you remember, and eating their pork scratchings. And
was.
The barman came over to them. So
he said, "Those pork scratchings are bits of Quasimodo's face. I do apologise." But Snow White tried to cheer Quasimodo up because he was embarrassed about his physical state, and she showed him this magic mirror. And she said, now, here's the thing. I can talk to this mirror. And she said, mirror, mirror, out of my handbag. Who is the fairest?
Nobody move. Said the anteater.
Can I have a word with you, Snow White?
The barman was still worried about the two anteaters, and he came back to the table yet again and said, are those port scratchings all right? I can replace them or you can have your money back. And they said, no, these port scratchings are fine. So he went away. And they carried on with...
with no regard at all for what was happening with Snow White and this mirror. Mirror, mirror, out of my handbag, she said, who is the fairest of them all? Why, you, Snow White, said the mirror, talking in a loud mirror-like accent. And she said, have a go at this, Tom Thumb. And he said, mirror, mirror, out of Snow White's handbag, who is the shortest of them all? And it said, why, you, Tom Thumb. And then they said to Quasimodo, go on, Quasimodo, have a go with the mirror. And he said, no, I don't like it. I'm not really big on mirrors. And they said, I'll tell you what, take it over in the corner. We won't listen, and you can come and tell us what the mirror said. So he goes over and he talks to the mirror. And he comes back a couple of moments later and he says, who the flip's Anne Widdecombe?
Time for a musical round in which the teams will take it in turns to sing various lines in order to make up the verses of a madrigal. The madrigal is a form of music chiefly popular in the 16th century and fondly remembered by several of our panellists. Musical accompaniment will be provided by our resident pianist Colin Sell, whose mother tells me he mastered the scales at the age of 6. And by 7 he could flush the bathroom toilet all by himself. Okay, I'll provide you with the subject teams, which I'd like you to continue in madrigal form, taking one line each until you hear this noise. The subject is President Clinton. Jeremy, will you start, please?
As I walked out one May morning, all in the White House grounds,
from out the Oval Office, I heard such curious sounds.
I peeped in through the window
and saw Bill standing on a bucket.
I said, what are you doing?
He said, I'm trying to see Nantucket.
The president then asked me, have you seen my White House staff?
I misconstrued his meaning and I gave a nervous laugh.
Then up there popped a fine young lass.
He said, this is my lodger.
I said, what is that in her mouth?
He said, a jammy dodger.
Well, it's very nearly the end of the programme, but there's just time to announce some late arrivals at the Hoteliers' Ball. Before we start, Samantha has to pop off to continue her evening job trying out country house hotel rooms for a travel guidebook. She tells me she enjoys a different local inn every night. Meanwhile, I'd like the teams to please announce the names of their late arrivals at a ball for hotel owners and the like. Tim, will you start, please?
Will you please welcome Mr. and Mrs. John Smith? Mr. and Mrs. John Smith? Mr. and Mrs. John Smith? Mr. Humphrey Littleton and Rita Goodlay? Sorry! Sorry, Mr. and Mrs. John Smith, the famous trumpeter and composer of Bad Penny Blues, and his lead vocalist.
Mr. and Mrs. Tring for large parties, and their daughter Kay Tring for large parties.
Mr. and Mrs. Barr and their daughter Minnie Barr.
And will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Rouser Press. And their son, Corby Trouser Press.
From Ireland, the Ference Facilities. And their impressive son, the excellent Conference Facility. God bless you, sir.
And from even further afield, the Sultan of Cap. And his flattering son, the complimentary Shah Cap.
Mr. and Mrs. Nkit and their daughter Zoe Nkit.
All the way from Wales, Mr. and Mrs. for phone calls made after paying the bill. And their son Owen for phone calls made after paying the bill.
And will you welcome Mr. and Mrs. Bennett, £17.50 for a continental breakfast. And their son Gordon Bennett, £17.50 for a continental breakfast.
All the way from Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Brick and their son, Weekend Brick.
And will you welcome, from Liverpool, Cookwillia and their son, Jess Cookwillia.
Will you welcome, please, Mr. and Mrs. Actuate down the fire escape and assemble in the car park. And their daughter, evacuate down the fire escape, assemble in the car park.
And a warm, warm welcome for Mr. and Mrs. Speaking Hammerhell Pew and their daughter, Tracy Speaking Hammerhell Pew.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, as the plump, juicy earwig of time burrows into the uncapped toothpaste of destiny, and the hairy spider of fate lurks hungrily under the toilet seat of eternity. I notice it's the end of the show, so from Samantha, the teams, myself, and the good people of Windsor, it's goodbye.
Barry Cryer, Graham Garvin, Jeremy Hardy and Tim Brooke Taylor were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme consultant was Ian Pattinson and the producer was John Naismith.
Those updated nursery rhymes were brilliant, weren't they? That show was first broadcast in May 1998.